Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with George Friedman, the chairman of Geopolitical Futures. We're discussing the Geopolitical Future document forecast for 2022. We've looked at Europe and its attachment in North Atlantic to the U.S. Now we turn to Asia, East Asia, the People's Republic of China. Implicit with all of these major powers is no war. George, you've mentioned that China is not now threatening Taiwan the way it has recently. Did Beijing gain from those threats? Because they were repeatedly aggressive about what they were going to do, what they have to do. Did they achieve something that they can now take home?
I don't think so, because they talked about it, but they couldn't do it. Invading, they had six amphibious craft that would be used to invade Taiwan. It would be for 6 or 7 hours at sea. U.S. missiles could take them out on the way there. The reason they talked about it was to create a psychological atmosphere, but the reality of why they didn't invade is they couldn't. Amphibious assaults are enormously difficult. The Chinese haven't had a naval battle since 1895, and they lost to the Japanese. The idea that they were going to carry out a very complex maneuver in an atmosphere where U.S. aircraft and missiles dominate was never going to happen. And this is why they backed off it when they wound up with their economic problems. There was no point in bluffing anymore. It didn't work.
China demands, insists, looks for international markets. But you report in your forecast that it now has divisions. Are these new divisions that keep it from growing?
Well, you know, when you're growing, everybody is happy. When you wind up in a situation where, as China is, where they're no longer able to pay international debts, where they're no longer able to sell to old customers because COVID has knocked them out, this is a serious problem. Then the question becomes, how do you distribute the misery? And China's entered that. They now forecast a growth of only 5%. Well, they've been lowering that growth. They're not even going to grow that much. They're in serious recession. And they'll be there for a long time. Remember Japan. It was a very similar story. In 1990, they reached their point, and they had to spend a decade rebuilding themselves. China has surged and now reached its limit.
China has also made military moves these last years. I'm thinking of the South China Sea and the militarizing of islands. I'm thinking of pushing out against the Philippines. I'm certainly thinking of the deployment in India and the high Himalayas. Did that gain anything? Will that continue? Was that a mistake?
It was really marginal. You can't send an army across the Himalayas. You have to supply them. It's just not going to work. That's skirmishes. In the South China Sea, they failed to drive the U.S. Navy and its allies out of the South China Sea. It was a failure. It hasn't happened, and they badly needed it because, as I said, their fear is that the United States will block their access to the seas. They're an exporting power. They must have it. They're terrified of what the Americans are going to do. The Americans have no intention of doing anything, but it didn't work. So they've had a lot of skirmishes. But as in 1979, when they went to war with Vietnam and Vietnam beat them, the Chinese have been very cautious about actually going to war.
There is a case made that the present leader of China, who may or may not have a successor, we'll learn this year, is turning inward. Is that an accurate metaphor?
Well, I mean, he's having a massive internal crisis. So, yes, he's turning inward. He never had a real external option. The real question is, does he survive? I mean, normally when you have this massive shift like happened under Herbert Hoover or under the Japanese, you have a regime change. He's now resorting to massive repression. He is arresting tech millionaires. He is, making it frightening for tennis players. He is trying to maintain his position by using repression. So it's a very different China than we saw 6 months ago. And the question really is he strong enough to do this? Either way, whoever is ahead of China is going to be dealing for a decade with economic dysfunction. There's no question about that.
George Friedman is the chairman of Geopolitical Futures. It's a subscription site I recommend. This is a forecast for 2022. A new forecast in a year's time. The sands of time will run out. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.